And you are now listening to the WGXC Morning Show. I'm Tom Rowe, live in Accra, and we're here with Jonathan Pico and Greg Breyer of the Glens Falls House in Round Top in Cairo. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Tell us, if people don't know what the Glens Falls House is, I guess you guys took it back over in 2017, or is that well? Tell us the story.
Yeah, that's correct. Greg and I were looking for a spot to start a venue, kind of hotel, restaurant, program in the Catskills, and through a long search, found Glens Falls House, which really surprised us with all of its features and its kind of inherent personality. But it was built in 1881, and it's an old farmhouse, and over the years was converted into a hotel, kind of evolved from a working farm to a full functioning resort in the 50s. But it really kind of fell by the wayside the last 10 years. And in 2017, we were able to purchase it. And we've been, you know, renovating and fixing up the property ever since. So it's been a really short, long road.
Yeah, I would. The space itself really is unique in that there's a lot of things going on. It's about 50 acres of land, 43 rooms on the property. But I think the most beautiful thing, it's a really magical space. There's two big waterfalls on the property. There's hiking trails in the back of the property, in addition to the main house, which has a restaurant in it called Trotwood as well. It's about 120 seat restaurant. Very local farm-to-table restaurant. Everything's locally sourced. In addition to that, we have a standalone tavern across the street. So we do music series there, anything from electronic music to rock and roll. We have an in-ground swimming pool. So there's a lot going on the property.
And so what, you got the hotel open first, or the restaurant? Which did you get back on line first?
I think initially we focused on the main house because it's kind of the center of life there. So we did the lobby and transformed. It was an old cafeteria. We transformed into a restaurant lounge, and then the 18 guest rooms that we have in the main house. And we've been working our way up the hill ever since through the cottage buildings. And then right now we're just wrapping up the last 12 motel rooms. And the tavern we've left untouched. It's just kind of perfect the way it is. It's just an old, you know, Catskills drinking hole and dive bar over lacquered pine. And it's a real time capsule. So we want to preserve that.
Right.
But yeah, it was kind of about getting enough of the core space open so we could start entertaining guests and having events keep expanding, you know.
I think the one myself and John is really important. When we did take the place over, clearly it needed a lot of updates, not only infrastructurally, which we're still, this is going to be a lifetime project. But I think from a design intention, our intention was always to keep the Catskills kind of vibe inside the space and not be too overly designed, even though, you know, it definitely needs an update. And there's definitely, you know, some modern amenities and looks inside the space, but we really is an eclectic space with a lot of eclecticism and from design inside the space.
And are you getting locals coming, or are you getting mostly people from down in the city, or where, who has found you so far?
Well, I think it's really a combination of both. One, we definitely, from the very beginning, were very attuned to, you know, making sure that we attracted the local crowd. That's why we stayed open this whole winter, to make sure that there's not a lot of options up top, around top, as you know, for places to eat, et cetera. So
that's, especially in the winter.
Yeah, nothing. I mean, really, you could starve on a Monday night somewhere around here to find something open, or a Tuesday night. So we really, you know, really, the idea was to stay open so that we could introduce our space to the local community. So I think it's a good combination of both, without a doubt. We seem to get a real good push from, you know, I always like joke that everybody from the tourists that come up and visit us are all from Williamsburg, Greenpoint area. So we have Brooklyn North happening during the weekends, and then mixed with the locals, which really makes it a nice eclectic crowd and makes a great party scene.
Yeah, and it seems like you've got some great we had a group there Saturday night, and somebody had a really good trout, I think, and a steak, and what I had some veggies. So you have all kinds of different food on the menu. You want to talk about what you're serving?
Sure, we do. I think that it's kind of a, I mean, the idea is it's very comfort food. Again, it's everything that we can get is locally sourced, from our proteins to our vegetables, all within approximately nothing more than about 20 miles away from us. Some of our signature dishes, the one you mentioned is the trout, which is a trout that's baked in rosemary and lemon and just butter. It's very simple, but the trout is just so fresh that it just is amazing. It's a full trout head on. Another signature dish is just a local chicken that we do. That's a baked chicken. It's brined for 4 days ahead of time, so it's super juicy and it's amazing. So we're really proud of our food program right now.
Yeah, kind of like classic updates of American classics, and you know, lighter. Lighter comfort food, I think, is what we're going for.
And I guess that's the main draw for locals right now, to come by and have a meal, since they already have a place to stay. But I guess the events are going to be drawing locals too.
100%. We have we have a good music program coming this year. Some of the highlights, this weekend, I own a nightclub in the city called Good Room. It's an underground dance club, so we bring a lot of electronic DJs up. And this weekend, Billy Codwell, who's from Manchester, used to DJ at the Hacienda, is going to be here, and he's the second half of a DJ duo called Love Tempo, who's with Justin Strauss. And he's going to be DJing all weekend and late into the evening and around the pool during the Phoenicia Flea. And then 2 weeks from that date, we have Sister Nancy playing, doing basically our opening of our pool party, which we're really excited about. So full reggae set outside on the Saturday, is the 29th?
Saturday, June 8th. Should be a really fun fun afternoon.
Right.
And so you have performers in the bar, but also outside by the pool?
We do.
Yeah, wherever makes sense for,
right.
for
we'll
the
just,
day.
We'll
time.
Do, you know, just in the daytime, there'll just be a pop-up. Or if there's the bands usually stay with us for the weekend, so they'll just get up and they'll just, you know, bring out an acoustic guitar and start playing somewhere inside the space. Or they'll just hook up a full electronic set outside. So it's very kind of loose as far as performance goes.
And how is, do you have sound issues? I mean, Riedel Bowers is across the street, and they have bands performing sometimes, and other resorts probably have other sounds too. Is it Round Top is like a mixture of wafting sounds on the summer?
At times,
yeah. That which makes it kind of fun. You have German accordion music coming from Riedel Bowers or something like that. Then we have like some alt country band playing from our space. So it makes it kind of fun. But because there's so many resorts, it is a resort neighborhood, that the sound issues don't become a problem with the community. There's not a whole lot of resident around us.
And Round Top in general seems like it's having sort of a revival. Is that a...
Yeah, I see that every day. I've been living here for 2 years, and I think when Greg and I got here, I mean, everything from, you know, downtown Catskill was kind of a ghost town still, and, everything's just been kind of moving across the river and up the hill, so we're really excited to be a part of that. We have a lot of great friends starting new businesses in the town, building little modern cabins up the hill. There's Stephen Petronio's new dance studio in Round Top. Our friends Julia and Henning just purchased Hartman's Cafe House, which was a classic German bakery, and they're going to be putting in a pretty amazing restaurant and kind of a food workshop space as well there by the end of the year, I think. So it's just been really exciting to live through it and to be a part of it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Do you think locals all know about Round Top? It's sort of hidden away. But do you find that people are familiar with it?
It depends how far away you go from Round Top. Yeah. I mean, you could be in Catskill, which is only 8 miles away from where we're at right now, and talk to probably 100 people, and probably a third of them would know of Round Top. It's usually locals that have been around for a long time. They kind of just think of it as like that. Oh, that's the old place with the German resorts. But I think it's actually started so organically, right here in Round Top and with the new businesses that are opening up, that we're starting to create some noise and some buzz. And so we start to hear a lot that there's a lot of buzz happening up there, which we're really excited about, and we're glad to be a part of it.
And then tell us this weekend. So it's the long Memorial Day weekend, and you've got the Phoenicia Flea folks there. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we connected with them not too long ago, and you know, did a walkthrough. We kind of all fell in love with the idea of hosting the flea market at Glen Falls House. So it's going to be a big field day. We have 30 plus vendors, artists, makers from the local community and from the city coming, and they're going to be there Saturday, Sunday from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. And we'll have some, you know, DJ sets going on, the pool party. We have our own pool bar camper opening up, and we partnered with a sauna company for the weekend, so there'll be a wood-fired sauna available to guests who want to join in. Yeah, so it should be a great weekend. We're really looking forward to it. It's been a bear setting up for it all week.
Well, it's always a good weekend if you're interested in going out to yard sales. Lots of people set up all Memorial Day weekend, so you could be a destination on if someone's driving around. They should stop by Round Top and run into a lot of vendors all at once then, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And the restaurant will be open all weekend too? And
It will. Like John said, not in addition to the restaurant, which will be open all weekend long, we'll have outdoor food as well, just simple American barbecue. If you mentioned this, the pool bar will be open, so we have cocktails. It's an old camper that was built in the 50s, an old ham in the can type camper. It's called the name Troutwood from our restaurant was named by the camper because the camper is called a Troutwood, which was made in Troutwood, Ohio. But it's kind of, you know, it's a cute little camper we do cocktails out of, and we'll be doing local beers from Catterskill Brewery?
From Westkill.
Westkill Brewery.
And also Subversive Brewing, right. Which is a brewery that's moving across the river to Catskill.
Yeah, they're moving in on Main Street, right?
Yeah,
they're out
yeah.
in Ghent now or something like that?
Somewhere in the middle
of Columbia County, yeah.
Yeah.
And what time is the music this weekend?
Music will start at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and then go all day long. And then there'll be a break when the Phoenicia breaks down, and then we'll do late night DJ set until 4 o'clock in the morning
in the tavern.
In the tavern, yeah.
So,
how did where did the name come from?
Glen Falls House.
Yeah,
I think from what I've found, and the original owner Richie Solger, who's still our neighbor two doors down, has been really generous and so supportive, but he's donating a lot of the historical artifacts back to the house. So we've started to create these historical museum displays in the lobby and throughout the hotel, which are really fascinating and fun to look through. But I think the name came from the waterfalls. We're physically a glen surrounded by two falls. One is called Glen Falls. The other is, I want to say Elihu Falls, but it's called Bridal Veil Falls as well. So we're Glen Falls House, which is a branding nightmare because people often will drive to Glens Falls,
right,
New
that's
York.
What you think Glens Falls House will be in,
sure?
Glens Falls, but
yeah.
It's in Round Top.
Yeah. People have called us like, why are people asking if we want to pay Canadian or American on our gas? Like, you've gone about 3 hours out of the way. That's right.
No, yeah.
How when did the resort open originally? Do you know?
1881. Carl Ernst was the original founder, and it was a private farm at that time. But I think the Austrian settlers came to the area because it resembled their homeland, and then it worked. They worked as a farm, and through the 30s, I think at that time in 1939, it was sold to the Solgers, who started converting it into a boarding house, as they were called then, and you know, got more and more involved in resort business, mm-hmm. tourism.
So it became more of a resort after World War II, because you think Round Top and Catskills in general, resorts as post World War II, when people were coming up from the city all the time. But you actually date back into the 1800s. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, it was cool. We found a lot of really, amazing bones in this, you know, big old house, and exposed all the beautiful rafters from the 1800s, and left all the now defunct but knob and tube wiring, you know, in all the ceilings, and just a lot of neat stuff.
All right. Anything else our listeners should know about, or anything else coming later this summer?
We will be putting out our full agenda for like our music series in the next 2 weeks, so keep an eye out for that. We'll be doing something kind of like an alternative to the 50th anniversary to Woodstock, kind of a fringe festival that will be a film/music festival. We're still nailing down all the attendees and the people that are going to play for us. So yeah, it's going to be a lot happening this whole summer. But we ask everybody, please stop by and have a drink with us.
And most Friday or Saturday nights, there's music going on somewhere.
Yes, there will.
Either in the bar or outside by the pool or somewhere.
Yeah, bonfire somewhere.
Exactly.
All right. Well, thank you guys for joining us. We've been talking to Jonathan Pico and Greg Breyer from the Glens Falls House in Round Top. Will you give out the website? Do you have a website?
Yeah, it's just glenfallshouse.com, glenfallshouse.com. And we're on Instagram and Facebook.
What is the name of the street you're on? It's
230 Winter Clove.
Winter Clove, yeah, yep. Winter Clove Road.
Off Hearts Content.
Yeah, so Hearts Content is the way to get into all the Round Top resorts. Mm-hmm. They all spin off of that, but Winter Clove is the road you're on. So thank you, and good luck this weekend and this summer too.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
All right,
appreciate it.
We'll be back on the WGXC Morning Show in just a moment. Here's some Ornette Coleman.